Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. I'm so excited to be here today because I'm talking about a very interesting topic in our series of Rule of Life. Now, I don't know if this is the first episode you're listening to in this series, but I'm just going to tell you what I've defined as a rule of life. So basically, a rule of life is a set of rhythms and structures that help us to both receive from God, so receive His love, and then to love God back and to love other people. And so there are several things that we can do for this commitment of receiving from God and then loving God back and loving other people. And one of the ways that we can do this is by spending time alone with God. So when we spend time alone with God, we're receiving His love. We're loving Him back by worshiping Him and by relating to Him and praying and listening to His word. And then having that quiet time with God, having that time of solitude with God, then enables us, because He helps us by His Holy Spirit, by His word, to then go out and love other people. So I talked about that in the last 2 weeks. And today I'm going to talk about something a little bit different, but this episode today is about embracing the moment. And I just want to explain what I mean by this of embracing the moment, because it could be just a very general thing, but what do I actually mean by this? Embracing the moment for us as Christians is about slowing down and surrendering to God's will. And whatever circumstance we're in, whatever situation we're in, we're slowing down and we're not doing things out of autopilot or out of hurry or out of busyness. Rather, we're intentionally living in surrender to God's will and listening to Him and choosing to live intentionally, which is by loving other people and praying for people and, yeah, just living by the Spirit rather than going with our flesh. Now, this is a journey, I believe, for everyone. I certainly don't have everything right when it comes to this. I think all of us have to learn how to walk by the Spirit rather than walking by our own flesh. So this is a journey for everyone. But I just wanted to encourage and challenge you today to think about areas in your life, maybe where you've been very focused on maybe tasks or, and I'm saying this because this is one of my areas of challenge. I can be quite task-oriented at times, and I'm not always focused on the people around me. So if you feel like God maybe is challenging you in this area of being very task-oriented or being very success-minded, where maybe with your work, if your work has taken a bit of precedence over the rest of your life, or you know that maybe God is challenging you to put His kingdom first rather than your family or rather than your work. So, yeah, I just wanted to challenge you that this thing of embracing the moment, embracing what God has for us in this season, and also embracing what God has for us as a moment-by-moment thing as well. And so God will take us through different seasons, through different days, but living in surrender to His will, not only as like a general thing, but also as a day-by-day thing as well. So in our work, in our family life, in our church community, how can we be more surrendered to how God wants to use us, how he wants to speak to us, and how he wants to, yeah, to be transforming us as well. And this morning I was actually studying the Gospels, and whenever I'm reading the Gospels, one of the things that strikes me the most about Jesus is how he lived so intentionally and so present to the things around him. So people would come up to him, and if you just read through several verses, and I want to challenge you to do this, just going through the Gospel of Matthew, for instance, which was what I was doing this morning, it's interesting to see how Jesus saw people, how he listened to people, how he healed people, and how he spoke to people, how he taught people. All these verbs, he saw, he healed, he had compassion, he taught, it all comes from this place of intentionality, of love, of being present to the moment and noticing. He just noticed people, and it's so amazing to think that, because, yeah, God is so big, he's so different from us, yet he sees us, he notices people who are broken, and he notices people who need him. And yeah, looking at Jesus's life, he noticed, he saw, he was constantly living in this way of surrender to God's will, and he even accepted interruptions. Often people would interrupt him, and he just managed to do God's will all the time. He never sinned. And obviously we're not going to get it right all the time, but I believe we really need to grow, I think, especially now in the 21st century, where life is so hurried and there's so much busyness and so much to do, so many distractions. I think all of us really need to grow in slowing down and just listening to what God has for us in the day-by-day moments, and how he wants to use us for his kingdom, and how he wants us to put his kingdom first in the day-to-day, and how he wants to use us to love other people, and yeah, to love people, to see people, to pray for people. And one of the areas God has been challenging me in is this area of my phone. So I want to be honest with you. So I have a smartphone. I don't have a dumb phone like some people I know who went down that route. I would like to do that at some point, but I haven't yet. So I have a smartphone. I use it. I listen to podcasts on it, mostly Christian podcasts. I listen to music, and I don't really use much social media nowadays, but I do use my phone sometimes when I'm out, and at times I feel that that's the right thing to do, to be listening, for example, to a Christian podcast, or to be listening to some background music while I'm working, because I go out to work often, like at the library or the cafe. But there are times when God really does speak to me to put my phone away and to pray for people, and it's just something that's just so important, this thing of listening to God and spending time with him and praying and being led by his spirit. And for me to even hear him speaking in that way, a lot of times it happens when I haven't even taken my phone out in the first place. So when I start my walk or whatever, and maybe I'm just about to, but then God shows me not to. And so, yeah, and it's the same, I suppose, at home with my children. There are days when, just out of my own habits, whatever, I'll just get my phone out to listen to a podcast. But there are times when God speaks to me very specifically not to do that. And just to be, even if I'm like making dinner in the kitchen and my kids aren't around, but yeah, sometimes I feel like he's challenging me just to turn off my phone for a bit, or not to be looking at it, not to be listening to anything, but just to be in that moment, to be praying. And when my kids come up, I'm there, I'm available to speak to them. And yeah, so this thing of being more present to the moment, of being led by the Spirit, of slowing down, of abiding in Christ and not doing things out of kind of autopilot, which we can often do, or out of like doing tasks, and yeah, just slowing down and finding what God wants us to do in those moments. And yeah, it's one of the things that God's been challenging me about, especially because I'm, as I was saying before, I'm very task-oriented. So the way that I would do it naturally is write a list of tasks for the day and just go through them. But often I just feel like God's showing me not to do that, because when I do, I get things done, but I'm not necessarily loving people well, and I'm not necessarily praying. I'm focusing on tasks instead. So yeah, it's this challenge in me that God's been really speaking to me about: loving people, praying, spending time with Him, and not worrying if I can't get everything done. He will provide, He will give me the grace to do things. And obviously there's intentionality as well, especially with my writing. I do need a certain intentionality and commitment, but it's about not focusing on tasks in themselves. It's about working deeply and engaging with the people around me as well, and yeah, listening to the Spirit. So He'll show me different things at different times. So sometimes He'll show me to put my phone away and to pray for people. And then there are other times where I feel like it's the right thing to listen to a podcast or to put on Christian music and have that on while I'm making the dinner. My children listen to the Christian music. So I guess all of us need to maybe learn to slow down and listen to God more and keep more in step with what He wants for us, rather than doing things out of our own habits or out of hurry and hustle and busyness. And yeah, this is going to look different for different people. There's the day-by-day thing, and then there's the decisions as well of how we live. If we do this or that or the other, the commitments that we have, there's all that side as well, which I talked about in another episode here on the podcast about slow living. But today's episode is more about the day-to-day way that we live and how we're to slow down and listen to God and surrender to His Spirit and walk with Him and pray for people and love people. And yes, just be a light in this world where everyone's distracted, everyone's hurried, everyone's busy. Just to be a non-anxious presence, to be salt and light, and to be listening to God and to be being used by God. And I think that comes a lot of times from when we actually slow down to listen to Him and to hear His instructions, and we surrender to Him and His will. Okay, so that's it for today's episode. I hope it encouraged you and challenged you as well. And next episode, I have an interview. I'm going to be speaking to my friend, Leslie Moore. She's a writer, as I am, and a Christian mum as well. And we're going to be talking about embracing the present, and specifically about times when we're waiting on God for something. Maybe we're in a phase of transition, and yes, embracing the present and the season that God has given us while we're waiting. And so yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. I hope you join us in the conversation, and that it encourages you. And yeah, please feel free to share these episodes with any mum friends that you would like to encourage as well.